stuff.
Good morning. This is Toby and Izzy with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, you may be seeing less of the classic Australian Christmas prawn these holidays as retailers warn of a low wild caught stock and price increases. Andrew Tobin, who has been working for more than 20 years in wild caught fisheries off Queensland's east coast and the Gulf of Carpentaria, has said that prawn catches have been poor this year, which could drive up prices this season. However, the Sydney fish market still expect to sell more than 120 tonnes of prawns as prawn farms help to ensure supply. In other local news, the Brisbane City Council has dismissed claims that select electric buses produced by a Chinese manufacturer could be remotely switched off, labelling the accusations as xenophobic. Jared Cassidy, the Labour opposition leader in the council, asked Transport Chair Andrew Wines if the council had requested any further information on the buses since the claims emerged. In response, Wines stated that just because the buses were made in China, quote, does not make them necessarily bad. Many other petrol and electric vehicles from other mainstream brands have, quote, over-the-air software updates enabled, which, despite security concerns over the system as a whole, should be noted that to date there has been no evidence of the bus manufacturer Yutong committing any form of wrongdoing.
A warning for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander listeners. This national story contains the name of a person who has passed. New South Wales police officer Benedict Bryant has been found guilty of the death in custody of Sydney teen Jay Kalani Wright. The 16-year-old passed away in hospital in February 2022 after suffering serious head injuries when the stolen bike he was riding collided with Bryant's unmarked police car in Alexandria. The decision by Crown Prosecutor Philip Strickland SC was made since Bryant had received a directive to not pursue the bike, also noting how, as an experienced police officer of more than 22 years, Bryant ought to have known that Jai would not stop. Mr. Bryant will be sentenced next year. It is unknown as to whether this event was impacted by social pressure, as protests occurred earlier this month regarding Aboriginal deaths in custody. Furthermore, the Board of Legal Aid in Northern Territory, or LANT, is in a bit of a pickle as a leaked internal memo shows a decision to vote against a proposal to exempt children accused of crimes from sweeping service cuts. As of last week, grants were frozen by the LANT to children and adults who were not in custody. This cut, according to the National Legal Aid, could have, quote, immediate and serious consequences for the most marginalised people in the Northern Territory, end quote. Legal bodies have theorised that these cuts will leave some of the most vulnerable Northern Territory residents to negotiate complex legal processes without support, potentially causing delays in court processes.
And in international news, French President Emmanuel Macron has reintroduced a voluntary military service of 10 months for the country's young adults. In the announcement, Mr. Macron affirmed that those taking part in the scheme would serve exclusively on French soil. The policy comes in the light of a perceived increase in threat from Russia across the European Union, with France's top general Fabien Madon sparking uproar last week by stating France should be ready to, quote, lose its children. Mr. Madon added that Russia was, quote, preparing for a confrontation by 2030 with our countries. And for your weather today, Brisbane is sunny and nasty. It's currently 33 degrees with an expected maximum of 34. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with Brisbane Line. But if you can't wait, you can find us on Facebook or you can head to 4zzz.org.au. Thanks.
Kick off your weekend at Live at Melbourne Street Green, QPAC's free Friday night hangout from 5:30